It came during the lightning round, often a more lighthearted part of a debate, where candidates are asked a series of yes or no questions like, do you own an iPod? By the way, Spitzer does own one, Swazi does not, in case that affects your vote. But this question was serious, as asked by New York One's Dominic Carter.
Mr. Swazi, can you achieve universal health care in the state if you are elected governor?
So you want a yes or no for that?
Yes or no.
I can't say I'll try.
Yes or no.
Could I say...
Yes or no. Yes or no, Mr. Swazi.
You want a lifeline?
I'll try. I can't answer that.
Yes or no, Mr. Swazi.
No.
Mr. Spitzer.
Yes.
It was just that one-word answer, but there it was. The word was yes. Elliot Spitzer said he can achieve universal health care in New York State if elected governor. If Spitzer is elected and tries to keep that promise, he will be in a small vanguard of American politicians, but he won't be alone. Massachusetts and Vermont recently became the only two states to enact statewide universal health care laws. And just this week, San Francisco became the first city in America to pass a universal municipal health care bill. All three programs revolve around subsidies for uninsured individuals to buy private insurance in the marketplace. Massachusetts will require people to buy private insurance if they don't get it from their employers and don't qualify for Medicaid or Medicare. Spitzer is not saying yet how he'd cover every New Yorker, but one thing is clear. If he gets the nomination, this issue will spark a debate with his Republican opponent, John Faso. On my weekday call-in show this spring, I asked Faso if the Massachusetts plan could work in New York.
It won't work for New York. Just one example, the Massachusetts plan says that an employer is imposed a $295 per year fee for those employees that do not have coverage. Well, in Massachusetts, 6% of the citizens don't have coverage. In New York, it's 17%. And that doesn't even get into the other taxes that New York imposes on employer-provided health insurance, which is an 8% plus fee on all hospital services and laboratory services. And so already New York's cross-subsidization is far greater than anything being contemplated in Massachusetts.
And there, of course, is the catch for Elliot Spitzer. Insurance is expensive and going up. Everyone wants health insurance. No one wants to pay more taxes. Employers bristle at the idea of having to pay the government for workers they don't choose to insure. And the state already has a structural deficit, a court mandate to pour billions more into the New York City public schools, and trouble keeping employers, especially upstate. So this is the beginning of this discussion, not the end. But credit Elliot Spitzer for getting beyond I'll try and answering yes to the universal health care question. And if the federal government continues to punt on such a central issue to our quality of life, more states and cities will have to get creative on their own.